Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, quite a day because of the attack last night on Iran and the response today. Congresswoman Ann Wagner has been briefed and debriefed, and some of it is highly classified, but she's going to join some thoughts and share her words with us a little bit later in the hour. Also, Annalise Basso, who is a local actress. She's from here in St. Louis. I've been friends with her mom and her brother for a long time. She's in a new movie called The Life of Chuck, which opened in some cities last week, but it opens here in St. Louis this weekend. And Annalise is going to join us a little later in the hour. We have the hosts of the podcast, The Death of Journalism, my good friend John Ziegler from California with us today. Actually, John wanted to talk about some media issues, and I still will. But as I welcome you into the show, I'm sure you have something to say about what's happening between Israel and Iran and how much we might be involved here this afternoon. How are you, John?
I'm doing fine, Mark. I'm generally a defender of Israel and certainly have no love lost for Iran. I don't know where this is all going to head going forward. I find it interesting that it seems like Trump wants to keep Israel at arm's length, which is kind of against the perception of the way things were during the election. But I certainly respect what Israel was capable of doing from a strategic and military standpoint. I mean, it's kind of, I'm always confused by Israel's capabilities that they're able to do this, and they did that remarkable pager attack, and yet they were caught completely off guard by the terrorist attacks by Hamas, which kind of began this whole series of events a couple of years ago. I don't know how the heck that happened. It doesn't make any sense to me, but it is remarkable to me what Israel is capable of doing, and thank goodness they are still able to do it.
Did you dig into, and you and I both, you criticize bad journalism when it's called for, but there was really interesting reporting a few weeks ago on the attack that Ukrainians did on the Russians. It was sort of a Trojan horse.
Right.
It's really, really, and there was some of that element in this too, and they've been planning it for a year. It's pretty crazy, some of the details, and they're just emerging right now, but I think that's what you're referencing, right?
No, it's exactly right, and I think that's a very good comparison to what Ukraine did. And with regard to the Ukraine situation, I did find it pretty strange that the right wing, because of the perception that Trump is more pro-Putin than he is pro-Zelensky, was I think hesitant to celebrate that victory, which is kind of weird. I mean, when you're our age, Mark, we used to celebrate when bad things happened for Russia, but I guess we don't live in that world anymore. But I do definitely see the comparison, and it's remarkable that they were able to pull these things off. Now, with regard to Iran, who knows how this all turns out? I really don't have any clue. I don't know if you do, but I certainly don't.
No, I do not, and I don't know what our level. Look, as I pointed out earlier, this is where the push and pull happens, and we can get into immigration. You already have people that are on the hard MAGA right, I guess, as I'll refer to them, that are saying, wait a second, this is not what I voted for. Even when Trump yesterday mentioned farm workers and hotel workers and seemingly was leaning in toward amnesty, that's a bad word. You had people on the hard MAGA right that are pushing back saying, hey, I didn't vote for that. So some of the political dynamics of the loudmouths on the X, formerly Twitter, and et cetera, the pundits, are getting rather interesting right now.
Well, I have, a rather unique perspective on this because I've now lived in Los Angeles for over 20 years, which is bizarre to me because I grew up living in most cities east of the Mississippi. But, look, I'm extremely anti-illegal immigration, but I also am a realist.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it is my view that it is too late to save California. It's just too late. The cancer of illegal immigration has overtaken the host, and there's no way to get it out without killing the patient or having the patient kill you in the process. And I think what we have seen over the last week or so, frankly, has been theater. I mean, it's really, I think everybody is acting in this whole situation. Newsom's acting, Trump's acting, Padilla's acting, everybody's acting, and everyone is pursuing their own political self-interest. And I think this has generally worked well for Trump nationwide, but I also think it's probably helped Newsom, certainly in California, maybe in some very blue areas across the country, because he wants to run for president in 2028. And so, to me, we're long past the point here in California where we can be saved. I believe California is on the road to secession. I've believed that for a long time, and I believe the events of the last week or so have proven that in spades. We are not part of the United States anymore. We're not, philosophically. Philosophically, the people here, the leadership here in California, is siding with those who are here illegally against the federal government of the United States. That is not a tenable situation moving forward, and there's no way to change it. And I'm not even, and you kind of already implied it, I don't even think Trump is truly committed to trying to change it, because he's already backing down on certain aspects of it.
Yeah.
And that's Trump's MO. That's the way Trump has always done things. That's where the term taco comes from. Trump always chickens out. I mean, that's who he is. It would take a monumental, sustained effort and a willingness to endure massive political ramifications to eradicate illegal immigration from California, and that's just not happening.
So then what is the end game then? And we can get into what happened. Look, I'd never heard of Alex Padilla, really. And we also found out, I don't know if you watched the congressional baseball game, but one of our senators, Eric Schmidt, was one of the stars the other night. He got plunked in the back. I guess Padilla was on the mound. When this all happened with Kristi Noem yesterday, I didn't even know who this guy was. Most of the country didn't. You talk about theater. Then he comes out. Let me play a little of the audio here.
I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed.
All right, so John, I want your opinion on this, but I want to play this cut from a CBS News guy named Carter Evans, who I'm actually surprised if he has his job today, because he kind of called it like he saw it.
He indicated that he didn't identify himself and that people who want to ask a question should identify themselves before making a move toward the podium. I'm really not surprised that they responded in the way that they did when someone is making an unexpected, rapid move towards the podium where the DHS secretary is speaking.
He wanted to be arrested, didn't he? It's all part of the theater. They wanted the moment, and they got it.
I agree 100%. I don't know whether or not he anticipated this going down exactly as it did, but he could not have been more thrilled with the way that it happened, in my opinion. Now, could they have handled him a little better? Yeah, I think they probably could have. The fact that he's a U.S. senator, to me, is not that relevant to this. I mean, especially when it's not clear anyone knew he was a U.S. senator. I have no doubt that he is thrilled that this happened. I've already gotten multiple fundraising emails based upon this event, and that's one of the telltale signs, right? When a political party is fundraising off an event, they're happy that it occurred. That's exactly what I was referring to when I said I believe that all of this, almost all of this, is theater on almost everybody's part.
So he's the guy that was appointed, though, because Harris ran for VP, correct?
Right. And now, yeah. Of course, because it's California, he has his job for life. I mean, there's no getting rid of him.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
So that's why he's able to do this. See, that's, I think you understand this, but I think your listeners need to fully understand how far gone things are in California. In California, Democrats are freed up to do whatever they want, especially on the state level, because it is literally impossible to get rid of them. We have a one-party state in California. Don't believe any of this BS narrative that somehow it was starting to turn red in 2024. That was ridiculous. I think Trump's disapproval rating is at 74% in the state right now. I mean, it's by one poll's indication. This is a one-party state, and it's only getting worse because I have a opinion. I believe that Arizona and Nevada went for Trump in 2024 because so many Californians after COVID moved from California to Nevada and Arizona, and they weren't the liberal.
Yeah, there's
they
probably
were the conservatives that were getting the hell out of here.
So then what happens with the dynamics moving into this weekend? Look, we have protests planned everywhere around the country. We know what happened in L.A. You know, one of the things that I've said the last couple of days, if you look at some of the people out there, we've seen this in Ferguson, we've seen it in the aftermath of George Floyd. I see punk white kids out there, you know, trying to cover their faces up. I don't see only people of color that are protesting. Obviously, there are immigrants and real people that are concerned about the ICE crackdowns. But a lot of this is the paid protesters and Antifa, et cetera. I'd love to know your perspective from being out there in L.A.
Well, I have, again, I think a bit of a unique opinion on this, having seen many, many riots and protests in Los Angeles. And I think that one of the most underrated elements of this phenomenon is the media coverage. I think that if it was, you know, and I'm not suggesting this because I believe in the First Amendment, but I think if it was illegal for television to cover protests, they would dissipate very quickly.
Oh, I completely agree with you. I completely agree because I'm watching the other night, John, to your point, I was curious after this was ramping up and I thought I'm usually watching sports at night, but I'm going to watch a little Fox, a little CNN. I'm going back and forth. I see a couple hundred people out there. The cameras, the helicopters are tracking them. I see a group in New York, mainly of white idiots out there, but they're ginning it up more than it needed to be ginned up. And then Newsom gets involved and makes it worse, and Trump probably makes it worse as well.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the helicopters, because I think the helicopters are the key to the whole thing, especially we now live in a world where everybody's got a camera on them with a cell phone, and I think people become immune to even television trucks. But you cannot ignore the power of multiple helicopters overhead. When that happens, you are being told that what is happening is important,
right,
that people are watching, that this is a place to be. And if you're a loser with nothing else to do, come on out. It's riot season. You might get some free sneakers and free electronics. That's the helicopters, and this is why this usually only happens in highly concentrated population centers and major markets where they have media helicopters. I think the helicopters are the gasoline on top of the fire that is literally and figuratively these kinds of protests and riots.
So what is the tone out there right now? Because we had a couple of protests here 2 days ago that, you know, there was a threat that maybe a highway would be shut down. It didn't happen. Luckily, they remained mainly peaceful. But you get these things that are being shared over on, you know, Facebook or whatever, where there's maps of protests here, protests there. What is L.A. anticipating this weekend? Or
well,
can you even gauge
well, I
that?
I live just north of L.A. in kind of farmish country, and we've become a little bit more of a focus on this. And I'm not sure that there's any reality to back it up, but it's kind of been bizarre. I almost get a Bigfoot feel about what's happening because I'm seeing social media with all these videos in our area of Ventura County, just north of Los Angeles, where supposedly ICE is going after the farming community. And every video I see, I'm like, I can't tell what's going on there.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of this might be being ginned up.
Yes.
I don't see a lot of evidence that it's actually real, but as you know, we don't live in a world where reality really matters. I feel a lot of this is perception and a lot of people wanting to be outraged. And I got to tell you this, if it wasn't Trump who was president, if the exact same thing, which it was happening to a certain degree during the Obama administration, if it was happening under a non-Trump administration, a Democratic administration, no one would care because it's the perception of Trump And it's the ability and the willingness of Democrats to go bananas over it, all because they perceive the exact same immigration actions as somehow being evil because Donald Trump is president.
Absolutely. All right. John hosts a great podcast called The Death of Journalism. I'm kind of burying the lead a little bit because there's so much news, but I want to hear your opinion on Terry Moran. He goes out late at night and he calls Stephen Miller a world-class hater. The network suspends him right away. They fire him. I guess I was rather surprised by that. Maybe he, again, this was theater, he gets what he wants. But what are your thoughts on that whole dynamic?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned late at night on a weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't know Terry Moran at all, but it certainly seemed to me as if alcohol might have been involved.
Agreed.
In that tweet. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
I do agree. I addressed that earlier this week. There's a theory, I think.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you look at it carefully, it's actually written pretty well, but there's at least one duplication of a word, which would be a typo, which kind of it's not proof of anything, but it's consistent with the idea that he wasn't really paying as much attention to this as he should have been. Look, the content of the tweet was totally inappropriate for an ABC news anchor. And let me be clear, while I know that Terry Moran is obviously a liberal, they almost all of them are, I always thought he was decently fair by the very low standards of an ABC news anchor. I thought he was pretty smart. You know, he became famous during O.J. Simpson, like a lot of people of that generation did, when he was working for Court TV. So he's not the worst example of an ABC news anchor. But I thought the strangest part of the whole thing was, how dumb do you have to be, unless somehow he wanted this to happen, which I don't think he did, to do this right after the George Stephanopoulos settlement with Trump. And so obviously ABC Disney is on edge and pins and needles on this topic to begin with. And when apparently your contract is up, which is what ABC said was the case when they effectively fired him. They said, you know, we're not going to renew his contract. And so why would you do something like that when you knew your contract was up and your company was already extremely sensitive to this kind of issue, having caved, I think, inappropriately on the George Stephanopoulos settlement with regard to Donald Trump? So, you know, frankly, I think Terry Moran probably deserved what he got for stupidity more than for being anti-Trump administration or anti-Stephen Miller.
John, there was some reporting in the New York Post that ABC News staffers were pissed that he did that, and some people were calling him to be fired. I found that interesting because I would think that inside some of these newsrooms, they'd be cheering that on.
Well, I didn't see that, but I'll take your word for it. I think that maybe they're concerned about the fact that, you know, we're coming off of this Stephanopoulos black eye, and why are you doing this, you know, to make us look even worse? We're trying the best we can to at least appear to be objective. That's about the only theory I can come up with to explain that. I mean, but let's be clear. I mean, there's no question that the average worker at ABC News is a liberal Democrat. And, you know, they would probably agree with the spirit, if not the letter, of what Terry Moran wrote, which, again, I think it was inappropriate for a news anchor, but I didn't think it was completely off the wall if he had been a commentator, right? I mean, there's a big difference. I think that's the key part of this. And maybe sometimes these people are forgetting the difference between being a news anchor, a reporter, and a commentator. If Terry Moran was a liberal commentator, I don't think anyone would have thought twice about it.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not at all. Absolutely. All right, Zig, I want to end on a lighter note here because I know you love golf and I love golf. Are you watching the U.S. Open? Have you ever played Oakmont? By the way, the rough seemingly is eating them up. The leader, Sam Burns, sits at just -3 on the second day of that tournament. That's fascinating.
I have played Oakmont. In fact, I played Oakmont just before the last time they played the U.S. Open in 2016 there. And so I can confirm that it is one of, if not the toughest golf courses in the world. I played there under rather extraordinary circumstances because, and this is going to open up a massive can of worms, but I played there the day after I had been arrested and beaten up by police on the other side of Pennsylvania for having attended the speaking engagement of Matt Sandusky, the adopted son of Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, my goodness.
So I played there. I drove 3 hours back to Oakmont the next day because that was partially why I came across the country for those two events. And I was completely, it was a bogus arrest. It was ridiculous, everything that happened, but I was technically facing 19 years in prison. So I was physically and mentally about as shattered as you could possibly be. But somehow, despite playing from the very back tees, the tips, just where they play for the U.S. Open, I did break 40 on the back nine with a double bogey on the easiest hole of the back
nine. That is impressive.
So I was very proud of the way I played that day, considering all the circumstances. But I am concerned about the rain tomorrow. If they get the rain that's expected, I think the scores are going to go much, much lower. Currently, this is a perfect U.S. Open scoring-wise, but if they get rain tomorrow morning, you're going to see some guys go much, much lower over the weekend, which I'm not a fan of at a U.S. Open.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, John, thank you so much for weighing in this afternoon. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Hey, take care, Mark.
All right, take care. Ann Wagner's coming up, and then we'll have my friend Annalise Bassett, who's in this movie called The Life of Chuck. She's a St. Louis native. And an audio cut of the day. Big news, obviously, Israel hits Iran, Iran hits back. All the latest coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.